only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here we go. Good morning. It's 7:39. Rock Hunter.
How you doing, Bob?
Well, let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door, whether you've gone to a local school, store, restaurant, plant. Man, they're everywhere. And guess what? Specialite is growing, and they want to grow with you. You can start a career today with Specialite. Just hit them up, man. Your topic for the day, what's something that's pretty simple? You know, nothing major, but can absolutely ruin your day. You gave mine in the promo when we were talking about this, and as soon
stole
as
it.
I found this topic, you stole it. I can feel it, right, Hunter? I can feel it right now. I can feel the sensation that will ruin my day, and that is a wet sock. And it doesn't even need to be wet. Let's say damp, moist. You know, and right now I got my my pair of Chucks, my All Stars, which I wear pretty much every single day. Dude, the things are blown out. I got holes in the back.
You look like a bump.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of looks like they look like the shoe in Who Framed Roger Rabbit that gets dropped into the vat of acid. Remember that shoe? Kind of looks like that.
Now, here's what it looks like. It looks like they should be hanging up on a power line somewhere. That's where the
That's right. That's where they should be right now. But with that, they're so damn comfortable. But I can't tell you how many times you just even a little puddle, and that just gets up there, and then it gets your toes wet or gets on your
heel.
Dude, your day is ruined. Unless you're heading back home to get new socks, your day ruined.
It is. It's the worst. And you know what? Let's stay on the sock subject. I'm going to up it an ante here a little bit. You know what the worst is for me? Wet socks sucks. It might be worse than this one.
Yeah.
But there's nothing worse than, okay, it's summertime. You're wearing shorts. I don't like wearing the tall socks. I'm not the tall sock kind of a guy. I like them short around my ankles, You know what socks, dude, is when they fall down halfway through your, you know, halfway down your feet. So you're basically stepping on a ball of sock. It always happens to me when I'm golfing, dude. Here's the one thing when you're golfing. You want to be comfortable. You know what the most uncomfortable thing is? Is when your sock falls halfway down your foot. You just got to deal with it. Because you pull it up one step, it's right back to where it was.
Dude. And God forbid you're wearing like some kind of high ankle, like a boot. And you're wearing like a work boot. And then, because then you got to unlace the boot. You got to reach down in there. It's not too bad if you just got shoes on. You kind of reach in. But, dude, you're absolutely right.
Dude, it's terrible.
At a point, take the socks off. Just take the socks off.
Take them off. You know what I want? I want socks with zip ties built into them, dude. You just zip tie it to your ankle.
No, we get you sock suspenders. I think, don't they make those? They make those. That it's like a sock garter belt. And, you can do.
Grandpa.
I don't want my socks slipping down.
Well, they figured it out. They were pissed, too, back in the day. They're like, you know what? Hell with this. It's socks.
Those back in the day. That was before socks had the elasticity in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they
But even now, they lose it. It's like sock companies out there, if you're listening. Figure it out. You have one job. One job to keep the sock on your foot. That, you know, it'd be like a shirt that somebody makes that always falls off. It never stays on your body. And for some reason, they're still a company. I don't get it, guys.
If you'd stop doing that gross thing to your socks, maybe they'd actually work for you.
Don't have a towel available.
Those poor socks have been used and abused. They're like, F this, man. We want to get out of here. You should see what this guy's done to us.
It's beaten and worn.
Horrible note to end on. All right, let's take a quick break. 925 WIRX. Actually, that doesn't work because I'm not in the studio. Just go to Facebook, comment on Facebook. We got some great answers on there. We want to hear from you. What's something that's simple, basic, not a big deal, but can absolutely ruin your day? We'll have more when we come back. It's WIRX.
Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Kiki's probably just upstairs like, what are they doing down there? He just keeps going,
Pipe down!
I'm trying to sleep, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
What's up, man?
We got your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. What's something that's not that serious but can still ruin your day? We got some awesome comments on Facebook. Keith had a good one. Forgetting your wallet. Oh,
dude, I was just going to say that. I did it the other day. You know, you get in the car, dude. I made it all the way to the place I was going to eat food at.
Yep.
Get out of the car even, and I'm patting my pockets like, dude, no, please, God.
Yep.
No. Dude, at that point, it's like you don't even want to eat anymore. Like, yeah. I almost gave up. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to go home. I'll eat dinner. Forget it. I don't feel
eat
like coming
eat the crappy
back.
Food I got at home. This is ridiculous. You know? You were all excited. You had a meal in your mind. At least you didn't place the order. That's good.
It's one of those two where it's like you can't blame anybody but yourself. So it's like you just want to scream at the sky. Why? Why am I such an idiot?
It sucks. I don't deserve to be here.
You got the people over there like, man, this guy's losing it. Dude. He's not talking to anybody.
Let's see. Blake said waking up just a few minutes before your alarm goes off. Here's the thing. I don't mind a few minutes before my alarm goes off. You know what's the worst? Is like half an hour. Because that's just enough time where you're like, it's not even worth going back to sleep. Like, half an hour sucks.
What are you
going
to do in that half hour? Because you can't go back to sleep.
Yeah. Even if you do, you try and trick yourself. You're like, no, I'm not awake. I'm not awake. And you know, though. Like, all right, you wake up an hour before your alarm goes off. Awesome. You got an hour. A good 45 once you fall back asleep. But, yeah, a half hour sucks. A couple minutes, you just kind of get up. That's usually what I do.
How about a sweaty bed, dude? If it's hot, you forget to turn the AC or the fan or something.
No, I love a nice sweaty bed. Waking up in a pool, that's great.
It's going to suck.
Jeff said an empty TP roll after making a deposit. Amen to that. Always look before you sit. Always look before you sit.
Yeah, do that penguin walk. Yeah. See, we keep our paper towel, our toilet paper upstairs in the attic. So I got to like penguin walk up to the attic. Dude, it's terrible. A lot of the times.
Mess the whole way.
Just scream at the wife. Pants!
Hey! Hey! I need toilet paper. Let's see. Son of Sam had a good one. Having a duker right after you take a shower. Oh, dude, that sucks.
Might as well reshower.
That sucks.
Let's reshower.
Let's see. Bobby said a hole in your sock. Yeah, that will. That will. Brian said Hunter screwing up sports.
You know what? You love it, Brian. We know you love it.
Let's see. Gotti said traffic. That's a good one. You know, I've been trying to be more zen, more woosah when I get into traffic. But, you know, you could have a good day. You could have a decent day. And then on your way home, you're stuck in traffic and it'll just ruin that nice day you had.
Dude, if you got to cross two lanes to take a left and you're waiting for that 5 o'clock traffic, you'll sit there for a half hour and, dude, it'll drive me up the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to pull my car into traffic. Just end it. I can't sit here anymore.
That's how crimes are committed right there. That's how people snap. Michelle had a good one. What's something that's not that serious but can ruin your day? People driving under the speed limit. Rich said a fart. Sherry said spilling your morning coffee. I feel like we're ruining everyone's day right now.
We're ruining days, dude. How about somebody that's going straight? So in the front of the line, going straight in the right-hand lane at a light. And everybody behind you is taking a right, you moron. Making us wait the whole entire red light because you wanted to be front in line. God, I hate those people.
If you do that, just take the right hand and whip a Yui, all right? Just take the turn, keep traffic moving, and whip
I'll even applaud you if you do that. Like, dude, thank you.
You'll get a thumbs up
for
me, man. That's you. Nice. I'm surprised no one said us, the Plan B Morning Show.
Ruins the day every day.
Yeah, that's number one answer. That if Steve Harvey was here, that'd be the number one answer on the board right there. What's something that's not that serious but can ruin your day?
Survey says
the Plan B Morning Show. All right, you win $10,000. All right, we're gonna take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show to ruin your day when we come back. Stick around. Maybe hit the button. All right, everything's froze. Don't say anything stupid, Hunter. Everything's froze up on me right now.
So as we were talking off air, Brock, about the
this is so funny. All right. Hold on. Everything's frozen. We might be stuck here for a while because I can't do anything.
Yeah, let me pull up some prep.
Yeah, do you got anything to talk about? This is fantastic. This is so great, dude.
Oh, you're gonna have to email Terry. Are we just gonna do a podcast right now?
What a turd of a show we.
Is it really froze?
Dude, it's dead froze. I've hit the play button like 9 times. Hold on, let me try it on here. Let's try this.
There we go. Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com are free.